Ukrainians are keeping a close eye on the U.S. midterm elections. The chance that Republicans will take control of the House has triggered concerns about U.S. long-term support for the war effort. NPR correspondent Franco Ordonez reports from Kyiv.
The 21-year-old budding influencer Marta Markarova and photographer Kirilo Besara sit on a downtown park bench. They take a break from talking about Instagram to talking about support for the war.
We have some problems in our country, and we need help very, very, very much.
Besarab holds up his phone. He says billionaire Elon Musk's controversial comments about negotiating an end to the war and the upcoming elections are the top issues trending on his social media channels. He's worried.
I know in the States there's going to be elections. Soon there might be some changes, and society may be shaken.
Markarova nods before switching back to Ukrainian.
Elections always bring some changes.
It's not just young people on social media who are paying attention. A line of Ukrainian politicians, activists, even soldiers have been traveling to Washington in advance of the midterms. Yevhenia Kravchuk is a member of President Volodymyr Zelensky's party in Ukraine's parliament. She says her colleagues make sure to meet with both Democratic and Republican leaders.
And every time from both of the parties, we receive confirmation that bipartisan support will continue.
Dozens of House Republicans voted against a Ukraine aid bill in May, and last month all but 10 House Republicans voted against a government funding package that included billions of dollars earmarked for Ukraine. Mykola Kinjazitsky is a member of parliament who represents Western Ukraine. He worries about the vocal group of Republicans, many of whom are aligned with former President Donald Trump, as well as conservative TV pontificators who have been speaking out against the billions of dollars going to Ukraine.
When we see Fox News commentators from our perspective promote isolationist positions, that looks like support for Russia.
It's not an easy subject to talk about here, where government officials say avoiding partisan politics in the U.S. is a key pillar of Ukrainian foreign policy.
That was the lesson learned from the Trump time.
Petro Burkovsky is a senior fellow at the Democratic Initiatives Foundation and spent years in the Ukrainian government. Speaking at a mall that was reopened after being bombed, he says leaders never want to be in the position again of appearing to take sides.
So it means that you are hedging your bets, working with both parties.
Burkovsky lamented how Ukraine got sucked into Trump's first impeachment after Zelensky came close to submitting to Trump's demand to announce an investigation into the family of then-candidate Joe Biden. Many Ukrainians just don't know what to believe because they simply don't understand U.S. politics.
That's why people are misinformed.
Volodymyr Dubovik is the director of international studies at Odessa Mechnikov University. He's had to tell several Ukrainian reporters recently that no, the country will not lose weapons if Republicans take the House.
When there is someone, let's say a member of House, and he or she speaks about why we're spending money in Ukraine, it's corrupt, it's not winning. And people in Ukraine hear this. It means like, oh my God, that's a new American position.
At a downtown coffee shop, Vadim Zahujetsky says he's not worried. He believes in the balance of power in Washington.
Even if a few Republicans support a different course regarding Ukraine, they won't do much change.
And he says Ukraine has bigger problems than U.S. politics.
I have concerns about the politics of only one country that affects our country and our security.
And that's Russia. Franco Ordonez, NPR News, Kyiv.